Good morning, Lewis. What a fascinating development with the port of Rotterdam preparing for a potential conflict with Russia.
Morning, Alice. Indeed, I see. Boudway and Siemens has been coordinating with Antwerp to manage military supplies and cargo diversions if needed. It's quite a strategic move.
Right, not every terminal is equipped for military cargo. They're working together more closely now, which is interesting given their competitive history.
Exactly. The EU is also planning an 800 billion euro rearmament strategy. That's a big commitment to self-sufficiency in defence.
Wow, and the Netherlands is boosting defence spending to 5% of GDP. That's a significant increase.
Absolutely. Rotterdam will be providing space for military cargo, with ships docking several times a year. They even have a dedicated container terminal for transferring ammunition.
I wonder if this will affect their regular operations. They handle 436 million tons of freight annually, after all.
That's a good point. They lost 8% of their trade after sanctions on Russia. But they're also working on improving resilience, which makes sense after the pandemic and the Ukraine invasion.
Siemens is advocating for stockpiling essential materials like copper and lithium. The EU already has a 90-day oil supply strategy.
Right. He mentioned pharmaceuticals and societal resilience as well. It's about preparing for a more volatile world.
And Rotterdam is already suited for these stockpiles with its good distribution networks. Some oil reserves are stored there already.
The EU is set to unveil a stockpiling strategy covering medical supplies, raw materials, and even food and water. That's quite comprehensive.
Mark Rutte, the NATO Secretary General, warned that Russia could attack a member state by 2030. This planning is definitely timely.
It's interesting to see how the ports are adapting. Antwerp is also regularly handling supplies for US troops. They're definitely key players in this.
Yeah, and they're learning from the past, like during the Gulf War. It's all about being prepared for any scenario.
For sure. It's a balancing act between maintaining regular operations and being ready for emergencies. But it seems like they're managing.
Well, that's the Port of Rotterdam's story. It's a big shift but necessary in today's climate. Thanks for the insights, Lewis.
My pleasure, Alice. It's always interesting to see how global events shape the business landscape. Until next time.